And now we're going to come to the substantive part of the evening, for which you are all, I'm sure, eagerly waiting. As I informed you, Professor Cronin is unwell, and it is a great pity that he is not able to be here with us, because, as you know, this seminar focuses on the deep ocean. And Professor Cronin, who is Professor Emeritus now from Imperial College London, he is a specialist in the hard minerals of the deep sea, and in particular, ferromanganese nodules, ferromanganese crusts, and sulfides. And the reason I have singled out these three is that they will be the subject for deep sea mining sooner than the other deep sea hard minerals that Professor Cronin is also an expert in. We wish him a very, very speedy recovery. I hope you will be watching this. It is being streamed live by Global Teleports, this entire event, and Missing Link Live. And this link is also in your delegate pack, and it is also being shown on the rolling display from time to time as the evening goes on. So, in David's stead, I would like to welcome you all to this 15th in these series of prestige seminars. It is the first seminar that has focused on the ocean, and it is also the first seminar that focuses on the deep ocean. It is very timely, because we are becoming more and more aware of the importance of the ocean to our planet. It covers 70% of the planet, and it has been said before, but it cannot be stressed too much, that maybe we should be called planet ocean rather than planet Earth. What is also true is that we know very little about the deep ocean. It has been frequently said, and yet again it cannot be stressed enough, we know more about the dark side of the moon and about Mars and about Venus than we know about the deep ocean. It is therefore particularly appropriate that we have with us tonight to address you two of the great pioneers of deep ocean exploration who've been down there in the depths themselves, in submarines, where they can see out, where they can manipulate the environment, where they can turn on the lights and see what's going on, where they can take samples, and where they can just witness personally a very, very small part, because we haven't been to very many parts of the deep ocean, as you know, but a very, very small part of this magnificent realm which they will both be speaking to you on tonight here in person. I will just very briefly introduce our speakers, and then we will go to them one by one. First, we have Dr. Paul Tyler, who is the Professorial Research Fellow of Ocean and Earth Science and the Personal Chair at the University of Southampton. Paul is a very, very well-known deep-sea benthic ecologist, and I believe that you will find his insights in what he will share with you tonight extremely illuminating. We also have with us Professor Dr. Cindy Lee Vandover, who is the Harvey W. Smith Professor of Biological Oceanography and the Chair of the Division of Marine Science and Conservation at the Nicholas School of the Environment of Duke University. She is also the director of the Marine Laboratory there. Both Paul and Cindy, as I have told you, have extensive research submersible experience. They've spent so many hours at sea down there that I am extremely jealous. I've only had 10 dives. Cindy is a pilot herself in her own right of the famous pilot Alvin. Of the famous submarine Alvin, excuse me. And I think that you will find her insights into actually being in a vehicle that and controlling a vehicle to examine the deep sea, extremely informative. Finally, we have one speaker who was not physically present, and that is Dr. Samantha Smith. She is a vice president of corporate social responsibility of Nautilus Minerals. She is also the president-elect of the International Marine Minerals Society. Sam has a PhD in biological oceanography, and the reason she is not with us is that she is expecting a baby at any moment and is no longer allowed to fly. However, she was so intent on making sure that her message about the need for responsible, environmentally sustainable marine mining is made available to you that she has prepared a special video for this audience, which we will be showing at the end of the first two talks.